This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I was reading, I was knee-deep in my award-winning show prep this morning, and a story from CBS Sports caught my eye. And I just, it's not a huge story, but it caught my eye because I just went immediate to an eye roll. I'm like, oh my God, this MF-er again.
Okay.
And I wonder if you can guess. I'm talking about a superstar athlete who I just think he's torched his legacy. I don't know what his legacy is going to be, but boy, there was another article about him today being a boob and being upset. And I mean, he is high level, top notch player.
Interesting. But I am an ignorant boob.
I don't know how he's going to go down, man. I can't put it this way. I think you've got a guy who is one of the best players we've ever seen who will have the most regrets if he ever wakes up.
Well, my first thought was you were talking about Aaron Rodgers, but
that's close, but no.
Then the other one that's still around that I would think is would be Kevin Durant.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is his legacy going to be? The story today on CBS Sports was Kevin Durant was upset that the Suns were shopping him. At the trade deadline.
Okay.
And I look at that and I go, is that guy ever happy with anything?
No, he is a malcontent.
He is such a bitch.
And by all accounts, he's going to get moved in the offseason.
Well, yes.
He's going to get
so done. Why would he even be upset? Your team sucks.
Yeah, the Kevin Durant thing is interesting because when he was in Oklahoma City, he was beloved. Like there were stories about him like going to frat parties and like playing ultimate frisbee with people. And he was the good guy. And when he finally won the MVP, it was like this, he had this great speech and he was really well thought of. And then he goes to Golden State and some people gave him flack, but he was the best player on Golden State's team. And that's the weird part is had he stayed in Golden State, they won two titles, would have won three, except Klay got hurt and then he tore his Achilles. Had he just stayed in Golden State, they win. Well, they did win another one without him. They win another one, probably two. He probably goes down with four NBA championships, four finals MVPs. And the only knock on him is that, you know, he teamed up with Steph. But he would have been the best player on that team.
And his issue with that, and part of the reason he didn't stay, is because he felt like even though he was the best player, he was the best scorer, Steph was one and he was two.
And once that happened, I will tell you, I can't remember a downturn in public perception quite as much as when he teamed up with Kyrie and went to Brooklyn and then forced his way out to Phoenix and now this.
Without off-court issues?
Yes.
It's a stunning reversal.
Because he's never been in trouble. He's never, no law stuff, nothing.
He has absolutely torpedoed his legacy.
100%.
And he kind of already did at Golden State. I mean, you say some people were, the whole sports world was all over him because he couldn't win the title with Harden and Westbrook at Oklahoma City. He has to go to the Warriors, wins a title, and then somehow is pissed off about it and leaves. And now look at what has happened to him.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
It really is, because Kevin Durant, look, no one will be LeBron. LeBron's making a strong case for I'll always be a Jordan guy, but with his longevity, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just coming around to the idea that LeBron's the greatest of all time. So you're never, I don't care who you are, no one is in this era, not even Kobe, is going to touch LeBron. LeBron is unapproachable unless it's Michael. Kevin Durant should be considered the second best player of his generation.
Yes.
And should be considered a top 10-ish player of all time.
But he won't be.
And he will not be. Kevin Durant, I hate to be this guy, but I think Kevin Durant will be lost to the pages of history. I think when this is all said and done, a couple years, and by the way, Kevin Durant, all-time leading scorer in the Olympics, 4 gold medals. His career is...
But where is he on the all-time points list? In the NBA.
I guarantee
he's got to be up there.
I guarantee he's high. I guarantee he's top 10. Kevin Durant will unfortunately just kind of he will kind of fade away.
Yeah, he is eighth.
Eighth.
He's in between Wilt and Shaq.
And so when it's all said and done, he's going to be what? Top 5?
Well, he's at 30,000. Yeah. Well, how old is he? He's like 36?
Yeah.
37?
Yeah, he's up
there.
He's
got a couple more years though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he'll probably be it's possible that he catches Jordan.
Yeah.
He needs less than 2,000 to catch Jordan.
So, I mean,
for top 5.
He is, like I said, he should go down as one of the greatest players of all time, and he will not. You're right. I can't think of another player who torpedoed his own legacy more than Kevin Durant. And
because LeBron tried. You know what's interesting is LeBron, everything you said about LeBron, I agree with. But if you go back in time to his pivot to Miami, dude, you want to talk about being widely panned.
Yeah.
Everybody was all over him about that.
Yes.
But if you look at how LeBron has handled his business, and I'm not just talking about on the court, I'm talking about his moves to go back to Cleveland and then the LA move. He has just done everything. You say what you will about him, and there's a lot to say about him. He has done everything his way, and it's worked.
And here's the difference.
Kevin Durant is trying to do everything his way,
never.
And none of it works.
Because LeBron goes to Miami, right, gets made fun of, literally S's the bet in that finals against the Mavericks, but he gets blown out by the Spurs, but he wins 2 titles, which is nice. But people are like, that's a cute 2 titles. And then he goes back and he brings one to Cleveland. And then he leaves Cleveland, goes to L.A., and he brings one to L.A. And the fact that he continues to do it at this level, you're right, it kind of forced everyone to shut up. But when you're KD and you couldn't do it in Oklahoma City, a la LeBron, you win your 2 in Golden State, a lot like LeBron. Had KD won 1 in Brooklyn or 1-1 in Phoenix, I think we view it differently. But it hasn't. And not only did the Brooklyn and the Phoenix one end poorly? Like, they ended in unmitigated disasters. It wasn't like those kind of worked out. They were absolute just cluster Fs with him in both of those locations. And with also stars, right? I mean, he teams up with Kyrie and Harden in Brooklyn. How are you that bad with those players? And then you go to Phoenix and you team up with Devin Booker, and I guess you go out and do the whole Bradley Beal thing and all that, and you're crap. So that's the weird part, is that whether it's fair or not, he will always be viewed as a guy that couldn't carry a team. And how are you going to be a top 5 player of all time if you can't carry a team?
Yeah, I mean, just everywhere he went, he just would have problems.
Yeah.
The only place that he didn't was freaking Golden State because they already had a good culture and good leaders.
And he even had problems there. There was the much covered locker room fight with Draymond where they screamed at each other and Draymond got suspended for how he treated Durant. I mean, it was a whole thing.
And the other thing too with Durant that will do him no favors is he will be remembered for the burners, and he's going to be remembered as sensitive, and he's going to be remembered as temperamental.
2 online.
Yep. And that will kill him.
Not a champion.
And that's the sad part, is he was a champion and he was the best player on that team.
Yeah, but I just mean champion as in like that mentality. You know, like we always talk about the Kobe mentality.
And the thing is, when he is on the court, and you know, I don't think that you've watched this, Rob, but like the whole Court of Gold documentary thing, like he is a stone cold killer with a basketball in his hands when you need a bucket. Maybe the greatest of all time at getting a bucket when you need a bucket, but he doesn't act like it anywhere else.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Isn't he like the best guy shooting percentage clutch moments?
Yes. I mean, he in that moment, 3-2, whatever you need, he has like the best percentages in clutch situations in like postseason history.
All you need to know is that Steph Curry will be revered and will be celebrated.
So will LeBron.
LeBron. I'm taking LeBron out of it because he's just different. But Steph will be remembered as one of the two greatest point guards of all time and will be celebrated, and there'll be statues and all of that. Kevin Durant is a better player than Steph Curry. He is. He is a better player.
The more talented basketball
player. He's a more talented basketball player. You can't say he had a better career because Steph's going to have 4, KD's going to have 2, but Kevin Durant is a better basketball player than Steph Curry. And you want to talk about the difference in the way two guys will be remembered. There may not be a starker contrast between those two. And it's so weird because in Oklahoma City, the first 10 years of his career, you would have never seen this coming. It's a heel turn. It's like it's the John Cena becoming a bad guy, Hogan being a bad guy. You just didn't see it.
Somebody brought up a good one on the text line, a superstar. And this is...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You know, there are qualifiers here. One is, it can't be off-the-court stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Or off-the-field stuff, like Aaron Hernandez or whatever.
OJ, you know.
Yeah. I mean, so just in their sport, they just absolutely torch their own legacy. Another good one on the text line. It's not Vancouver Ford, is it?
No.
Screw just, Vancouver Ford.
Well, there is no more Vancouver
Ford. Oh, it's not even in existence.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore.
Phil Mickelson. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Phil was a beloved figure.
Yep.
And he leaned into the whole, I don't know, live and politics. Yeah.
That's a good comp.
It's very divisive.
But other than that, I can't think of anybody quite like Kevin Durant.
No. KD is supremely talented. Yeah, Kyrie was never Kevin Durant.
No.
Kyrie was never Kyrie's great, but he's not. I mean, you shouldn't be this good and remembered this poorly. The other one, although his reputation was always crap, Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
The baseball guys, but that's the steroids thing. If Bonds
and his arrogance, the way he, I mean,
yeah, but it's mostly, it's like Clemens, Bonds, those guys.
Well, how about I think Clemens is better than Bonds in this discussion because Clemens was beloved.
Yes.
Bonds never really was.
Never was.
He greatness, yes. But never really beloved.
And like, never tried to be.
Clemens just kind of was his own worst enemy. Yes. Lance Armstrong's another good one, too.
Lance is a good one. But that's different because, again, that's all the, yeah. I mean, drugs. I mean, the Barry Bonds is strange because Barry Bonds is, without question, the best baseball player of all time. No one can touch him. He is the best. And no one, and I mean no one, refers to him as the GOAT. And he is.
Ooh, but Curt Schilling?
Schilling ruined his.
Yeah. Curt Schilling is a good one. Also, yeah, he's a good one. Antonio Brown.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's a great one.
Antonio's a great one.
But some of that is just us finding out who they are.
Yeah.
Trevor Bauer?
Yeah.
But that's off the field
yeah, just stuff. Full meltdown. And Bauer was not at the level of those guys. Antonio Brown was the best receiver in football. And was the highest paid receiver in football.
He's
and,
just crazy.
Yeah, he just went insane. That's a good one. I mean, that's, you want to talk about self-inflicted? The Antonio Brown thing is freaking nuts. From the
isn't he broke now?
Yeah, freezing his feet to the helmet thing to the that's a
well the whole Raiders experience was one giant stunt. That was so bizarre because that the helmet and the feet all happened within like the first week of training camp. There.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, anyway, I just was. Reading about Durant today, shaking my head, yeah. Going, my God, this
is weird. Is I always liked KD, and I still, when I was watching the gold medal Netflix documentary, I still kind of like KD. It's just
you want to root for him. Root he for just him. Doesn't handle himself as well yeah. as he could.
No.
But you listen to him talk about basketball and watch him play yeah. basketball, and that dude gives more to basketball than just about anybody. But he just kind of doesn't know how to handle everything else.
You just well, wonder if deep down he's just a really insecure.
You yeah. don't wonder. He no, is. He's is. Shown that. Yeah. Brian Ficini used to work for the Blazers. He was a behind-the-scenes guy, like marketing guy or sports info guy.
Yeah.
And Ficini went to Oklahoma City. This is, years ago when Durant was in Oklahoma City. And I remember seeing him at a Blazer game when he came back with Durant. And he was like, dude, you have no idea. He is so great. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant. I just remember him raving about working with Kevin Durant. He's like, dude, he's so nice. He's wow. so down to earth. He's the best. And so it could possibly, I mean, I think it is possible that Kevin Durant's probably a pretty good guy,
yeah.
probably a pretty good hang, but man, Buck's right. It's how he's handled his business
yeah.
that has just done himself no favors. Yeah. Whereas LeBron is just kind of, he's that egomaniac who just doesn't give a rip. He just, it just worked for him.
Yeah.
And of course he's a better player, but.
And LeBron has had the gravitational pull that wherever he goes, winning, and this goes back to, winning cures everything.
But LeBron's also a winner. Yeah. Like, you say what you will about LeBron just being just great basketball
he
player.
Wins.
He That guy yeah. knows, I mean, he's
and if KD
he's had, the whole package.
And if KD had won in either of the stops after Golden State, a lot of this would be forgiven. Which is why I was a little surprised that he didn't go back to Golden State for like a redemption tour.
Well, and it sounded like that was on the table with this trade.
No.
And he said, I didn't want to be traded midseason. And maybe it was really that he was surprised and blindsided by the trade because he said he was like, what, disrespected by it? What yeah. did it say in the article, Isaac?
Well, yeah, his whole thing was he just didn't want to be traded at the deadline. He was like, look, if you want, he's like, let's play this out. And if you want to move on in the offseason, let's have that conversation. He's not going back to the Suns. And so it's kind of disingenuous of him to say that because the Suns know he's not probably going back there, so yeah. they have to trade him and get something for yeah. him. So then he's pissed about that. How can you be pissed about that, man?
If he was at all smart, he would go back to Golden State and try to win another one with Steph and try to like do what did the heel turn and now go back to the yeah. baby face and try to win one more.
That's a really good question. How could Kevin Durant turn this thing around, Bryson DeChambeau style? How yeah. could he do that?
Golden State.
I don't know that it would be Golden State because I think people would accuse him of doing the same thing he did the first time. Mm. He's got to win one.
What about this?
As the man.
What if he goes back as the vet on OKC? They have a bazillion
Ooh.
Picks.
Oh.
Tons of young talent.
Dude, there you go.
Complete the loop, go back to where it all started.
And he takes OKC to the championship.
I mean, you got Chet, you got SGA, yeah. you got other pieces there.
Move
they got tons
some,
of picks to make it happen.
Some pieces, you take a little less money, and you go in and you're the sniper in OKC, and you bring a title.
That's pretty
That
good.
Would be pretty cool.
And then you get out there, and you have a very teary-eyed press conference where yeah. you say, I've made a lot of mistakes.
I come
but,
home.
All right,
that's
KD.
The one.
We forgive you.
Yeah, you can already see the Players Tribune article, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
That would be the one.
Not one, not two.
I'll tell you what, I would sign up for that. That'd be awesome. I would like to see that. Because like I said, I want to root for Kevin Durant.
What if he comes to Seattle and wins a title with the Sonics? Remember, he was a Sonic.
He was a Sonic. Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing that expansion team probably not going to be good for a while.
You never know.
Expansion teams usually don't do very good.
What?
Durant's like 41 on the old Sonics.
All right. Are we a break behind?
We are.
Darn it. All right. Well, coming up next, we have an open seggy. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.